And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, and 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, we've gotten through three of the four items on the general portion of tonight's agenda. Pet licensing. Back to talking about animals a little bit, Ron.
It is, Kathy. So this is actually a work session item or a discussion item for the commission. It's something that they'd asked us to kind of look into. We don't have a great track record. We perceive that we only license probably 10 to 20% of the actual animals that are probably should be licensed in the community. And so it's something that is concerning and a fairness issue. Obviously, there are great reasons to license your pet, primarily to make sure it's been vaccinated for rabies and other aspects. And so that's important, and obviously any animal that you adopt from the shelter has to meet those requirements. So a couple of things that we're looking at here is one is where right now our process where our city customer service office that issues the licenses on behalf of the city, the database there in working with the date that the rabies vaccination expire from the local vet. We get a good cooperation from our local vets that will give you the paperwork for when they notice that you live in the city and you're in for your vaccinations for rabies and other things. They'll give you the form and sign it. So all you got to do is take to City Hall and finalize that. And I'll just give one of my pets that was up for the license expired in October, and I got my warning letter, but the rabies vaccination. I didn't get my postcard from the vet till the 1st of November. Say, please make an appointment sometime during November. So just kind of syncing those. So maybe that license ought to be good for 13 months versus 12 months, because trying to work that out to how that just make it more convenient for folks. We're also looking at, you know, how might we do that online? Could the vets themselves issue that license for us? City of Wichita does that, where they pay a convenience fee for the vets to be able to do that and collect that. And so that's one of the things. Or at least maybe the other aspect, would the vets be willing to provide us the database of folks with city addresses that they've vaccinated that we could follow up with for licensing? So that one's not too excited by the vets to require that. And so those are some of the discussions. And I know some of our staff have engaged the veterinarians about some of those aspects, about how we might do it. And then the other aspect would be to our animal control officers that are answering complaints and calls and are out and about. And a lot of times, you know, they might notice that, you know, as a dog isn't wearing tags or anything like that. And so do we want them to be more proactive in approaching folks about whether or not an animal's licensed or not? So should be a good discussion about those type of things. And we're just trying to get some feedback and direction, whether or not how much massaging do we want to do to some of our local regulations.
Seems like whenever we talk about our little furry companions, we get a lot of interest. I don't know, Mayor, your thoughts on this matter.
I think you're right. And there are a lot of models around the country for how we can organize this or organize it better and make the processes smoother for the public. But having 10 to 15 or 20% compliance is troubling. So if you're a good citizen, you get your materials and you register your animal. But we know that there are lots of animals, even those out on the street. And even if my pet were to get loose, everybody loves their pets. And with the registration, then at the animal shelter, you can claim your animal because it can be tracked. And so I think it's just it's like you get the rabies vaccine. You need to do these things for the overall health of our community. And we know how excited people can get, like you said, when things go wrong. And so we're all interested not in just regulating for the sake of regulating, but we're trying to get it right for our community and still maintain the health of the community with regard to the animals. I even saw a coyote about two blocks from here from the radio station last night, just walking down the street.
They're getting closer and closer to town. There's no doubt about it while we're on that subject. Raccoons, you name it.
I know we can't regulate them, but That was that's the first time I'd seen one in my neighborhood.
Moving along, consent agenda.
Consent agenda, it's fairly light, but we've got a few items that are noteworthy. This is the time of year we're issuing bonds, and we had some bids last week, and we have three bidders for about $9.23 million in general obligation bonds. This is covering four wastewater projects, three water projects, two stormwater projects, and the library expansion. And we had some really good bids on those bonds. The low bidder was Robert W. Baird and Company of Red Bank, New Jersey, who submitted a true interest rate of 2.048%. So that's really good, quite a bit lower than it was 6 months or even a year ago. So we're pleased with that. We're also, because of those interest rates, we're refunding and refinancing some existing bonds. We take a look at that at each bond sale, what bonds are, and can we get some measurable savings by those refinancing. So we're refinancing a couple of different series in the amount of $450,000, and then also a $3.25 million refinancing and refunding bond. And so we're recommending approval of that. In conjunction with that, we have some temporary notes that we're issuing for some projects. This is the Heritage Square South Unit 2 and the North Wing Addition Unit 2 subdivision developments. One's a commercial and one's a residential. And these are our construction notes, essentially, for public infrastructure. And that we're recommending. There's about just under $2.5 million in temporary notes. And they're being recommending award to Country Club Bank of Prairie Village, Kansas, at a true interest rate of 1.56%. So very, very good bonds, or very good interest rates in that aspect of it as well. We also have a resolution on the consent agenda. This is to for the commission, in conjunction with the Riley County Commission, to establish a food and farm council for Riley County and Manhattan. And then we also have a sanitary sewer collection system maintenance and management assessment project, and recommending a consultant to perform that work. We had a capital improvements item budgeted at $50,000, and the selection committee interviewed three firms and are recommending HDR Engineering out of Olathe to perform that particular project.
Very good. Proclamations, Mayor, or anything else you're wanting to add today about tonight's meeting?
Well, we have two proclamations this evening. One is the Festival of Lights for November 24th, and Whoville Incorporated, the sponsors of a lot of excitement in the downtown area. Brad Everett, Wade Rodina, the original founders, and Belinda McMillan Snyder and Joey Athan will be there to receive the proclamation. And then Small Business Saturday will be held on November 25th. Dustin Taylor, the owner of CanSurance and Small Business Council of the Manhattan Chamber, will present and receive the proclamation. So we have those two. And just the other thing I wanted to mention, and you may have already had your coverage on it, but City Commissioner Yusha Reddy was the recipient of an award at Kansas State University a week ago called the 2017 Innovative Educator of the Year Award. And it's only like the fifth or sixth year that it's been made. And tonight, the city, we will provide recognition of her as the recipient of this award. It's a big deal. And she's just been such a worker, I guess, an ambassador, a liaison for the city with the university and in general during her term as mayor, and she continues to do that.
I know the town and gown, a lot of work, and you've also been involved in that too, Linda. Right. So yeah. Let's go ahead and go ahead.
There's one more thing, and I'm going to let Ron
It's kind of awards night. We're also going to recognize Bernie Hayen, our director of finance. He's receiving the Government Finance Officers Association Lifetime Achievement Award. So it's one of the highest awards that the GFOA provides, and so there'll be representatives from them and a small reception before the meeting to honor him as well.
Very nice.
So we'll start our meeting at 5:15 this evening.
The briefing session.
The briefing session. Yeah. Okay, the briefing session
starts at 5:15. Regular meeting starts at 7.
At 7, yeah. Okay.
Very good. It's just, it is now 9:30, a little bit past, in fact. Let's go ahead and go to another break. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, City Manager Ron Fear with us today. 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, we'll get to some other city items when we come back.